Buenos días, me llamo Luis Pacheco. Welcome to the Greatest Men Podcast, special Halloween episode. We suggest you listen with the lights on. Today, Joanna Jimenez will tell you about the Mexican ghost La Llorona. It's that story for sure about a poor mother. But don't worry, Risa Quintana will cheerfully tell you how to keep your mommy fresh in her latest segment of moments in history. Then Anthony Jimenez will give you a break from spooky and challenge your sports celebrity knowledge. But then it's on with our own Ghostbuster Jesse Macias and his cousin's frog named Froggy. Are you ready? Because here we go.
Hi, my name is Joanna Jimenez. I'm here to tell you a Mexican story called La Llorona, which means weeping woman. Some people say that they see her in the night by the rivers or lakes in Mexico. Spooky. The people who see her say that she says, "Ay, mis hijos," which translates to, "Oh, my children." She appears to people with white dress and her face is covered by her long dark hair. There is many versions of this story, but my favorite one is the woman named Maria and her husband. They were very poor, so the husband said to Maria, "We cannot have children." But it was too late because Maria was already pregnant. And when the husband found out, he got the children and drowned them. And then Maria drowned herself in a lake in Mexico City. So watch out. That is why she is seen most often by lakes and rivers in the night crying for her kids. Ay, mis hijos. So if you see her this Halloween, don't be scared of her, because she is just a sad lady crying for her kids. This is La Llorona coming for you, so watch out. I might be in your nightmares. Just kidding, it's me, Joanna Jimenez. Sleep well, and happy Halloween.
Hi, I'm Risa Quintana with Moments in History. Today we're off to talk about Egypt. Specifically, we're going to talk about their mummies. More than 90% of Egypt consists of desert. Egypt has been described as one of the world's greatest civilizations. We know a lot about them because of their well-preserved mummies. Earliest mummified Egyptians were found in a small pit in the desert. The desert did the work with the heat and the dryness of its sand. It's perfectly preserved them, but it didn't protect them from being the dinner of animal predators. So then the Egyptians put their dead in coffins to protect them from predators. They found the bodies decayed without the heat and sand to dehydrate them. The wealthy Egyptians mummified their dead so that their souls could find their bodies for the afterlife. Over many centuries, they developed a way so the bodies could live forever. Imagine that! So if you wanted to mummify your loved ones the ancient Egypt way, here's how to do it.
Number one, pull brain out of nose using a hook. Number two, make a cut on the left side of the body near the tummy. Number three, remove all the internal organs. Number four, let the internal organs dry. Number five, place the lungs, intestines, stomach, and liver inside canopic jars. Number six, place the heart back inside the body. Number seven, rinse inside the body with wine and spices. Number eight, cover the corpse with natron salt for 70 days. Number nine, after 40 days, stuff the body with linen or sand to give it a more human shape. Number 10. After 70 days, wrap the body from head to toe in bandages. 11. Place in coffin. And now you're done with mummifying your loved ones. May this not be your nightmare. This is Brisa Quintana with Moments in History. Bye-bye. Happy Halloween.
This is Anthony Jimenez with Sports Central. This week on Sports Central, we have a sports quiz for you. We have 10 questions for you to guess. Today's sports celebrity, here we go. Number one, he's fast. He was also the youngest player at 25 to score 200 La Liga goals. Number two, his middle name is Andres. Number three, he's from Argentina. Number four, he won a golden shoe, one more, and he will have a pair. Number five, he won the best player in Europe award. Number six, he's been playing since he was 13. What, still need more? Number 7, he is the only player to top score in 4 consecutive Champions League campaigns. Number 8, he dedicates his goals to his beloved grandmother. Aww. Let's go, people. Number 9, he was born on the 24th of June, 1987 in Rosario, Argentina. Okay, guys, here's a tip. Number 10, he plays for Barcelona. Okay, who is this world-class soccer player? In case you didn't get that, it was Lionel Messi. This is Anthony Jimenez with Sports Central. Hasta la vista, baby.
Hello, I am the ghost of the ancient haunted house, and I will kill you. Ha. Hey, you're not allowed in this house unless you be in the story I'm telling. No, I don't want to be in the story. Bye then. That's done. My name is Jesse Macias, and I'll listen to my cousin's frog named Froggy. Hello. Listen, caution very strict. If your house is haunted, you will see the following. Number 1, you will see floating objects in your house. Number 2, you will hear weird sounds from unexpected places. Number 3, you will smell something odd invading your space. Number 4, you shall pass through a cold spot. Or a cold spot will pass through you. Number 5. Noticing objects have been moving or hovering by itself. Number 6. Your pet acts usual weird. If they match your house is possessed with ghosts. A ghost?
Wah! A ghost is in your house!
Now I have a story for you. Listen, leave it there. The case of Maria Gomez Barata. In the house of Bermes/Spain, who in 1971 had looked at the kitchen floor and saw a face sticking out of the cement floor. It looked like a plaster cast. She freaked out and called her neighbors, and they pickaxed the floor. Instead of getting the face out, a bunch of other faces stick out of the floor. They got puzzled of this. Do you even know why this happened? Because they didn't know that the house was built on top of a graveyard in 1830. Now that was haunting. Now that wraps it up for the day. I'll see you later.
What is the floating towel coming to me?
Ha ha ha!
It's just a towel. Oh wait, what the?
Oh God! The end.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our Halloween show. Tune in next time when things will be a little less haunted. The theme song for our main podcast was created by Laz Myman and Betsy Foldes Myman produced. Creepy crawlers everywhere are sure to bring a frightful scare. Ghosts and witches take to flight on this dreadful Halloween night. This was Luis Pacheco with the Greatest Man Podcast. Y que viva el Día de los Muertos.